This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Kids sometimes misbehave in school. They might curse or knock over a chair. Those disruptions can look like criminal behavior in the eyes of school resource officers. But there are concerns about the long-term effects on students who are arrested and sucked into the criminal justice system. Leah Nelson is with the advocacy group Alabama Appleseed. She tells me about a new report the group released. It found black students and children with disabilities were more likely than others to be arrested in connection with their conduct at school.
It's hard to say exactly what accounts for those disparities. It's not just one thing. Children with disabilities are disproportionately arrested, partially because children with disabilities may be more likely to be disruptive. Children of color are over-arrested the same way that adults of color are over-arrested in Alabama. It is essential that children of color not be over-arrested in schools, just as it is essential that adults of color not be over-arrested in communities for activities that are equally engaged in by white people.
In Alabama, are there any laws, guidelines, regulations overseeing the conduct of school resource officers?
There is a law that says that they need to be in good standing with the Alabama Peace Officers Standards and Trainings Commission. They need to have active shooter training. But there's nothing that requires special training for the job of being a school resource officer.
Well, I can imagine someone looking at this situation saying, well, we're paying these school resource officers to be in the school to provide security, and while they only rarely might deal with a school shooting situation, they're there, they might as well help enforce discipline, order, you know, even if it is with the threat of the legal system. What do you say to that idea?
I would say that's a terrible idea. If you have a school shooter, do you want the school resource officer to be down at the station booking in a kid for disorderly conduct? Or do you want the school resource officer to be there protecting the kids? Because the school resource officer can't be in both places.
What are the recommendations that you're suggesting out of your findings?
My number one recommendation would be training, both for school resource officers and for faculty and staff. And I want to add to that that I think that it's important that we create separate dedicated funding for that training, because education in Alabama is underfunded. And we should not be ordering schools to pay for training and then telling them that they need to come up with the money out of already meager budgets. My second recommendation is to create a robust data tracking system, integrating information from schools, from police, and from courts to look at outcomes, what's happening to these kids, how long are they staying out of school, how are they doing when they do come back to school, so that we can start creating systems that help guide and educate children who may be disruptive and make sure that they have the opportunity to become successful adults. And then I also would like to see the creation of unambiguous codes of conduct that make it clear when it is appropriate to refer a child to law enforcement and when something should be dealt with in a school disciplinary context, so that there's not this, who knows, maybe you'll end up with a vice principal or maybe you'll end up with a school resource officer, depending on who is walking by the classroom at the time that misconduct occurs.
Leah Nelson is a research director. Leah Nelson is research director for Alabama Appleseed.